This is the Aviact Moly of 19th of July 2026. Original date 18th of January 2011. Experience the pleasure of the stage of liberation in life like Father Brahma while living this life. Give the Father a gift of love by becoming a conqueror of your mind and therefore a conqueror of the world. Today is the special day of remembrance of Father Brahma, of when he became Aviact. Love of Father Brahma is merged in the eyes of all of you children. Today, from even before 4 a.m., the love of you children reached the subtle region, so you celebrated a meeting with Father Brahma. Symbols of love, signs of love from the heart, reached Father Brahma as garlands. The love of you children is merged in the fragrance of each garland. Each and every child's eyes and smile spoke of matters of the heart. Father Brahma was also giving the return of love to each one. The Father saw that even now each child is giving the love of his heart through the language of the eyes. God's love makes each child easily belong to the Father. This alaukik spiritual love makes him belong to you through the experience that Baba is mine, Mera Baba. Because you children said, "My Baba," this love makes you the masters of the Father's treasures. As soon as you say, "My Baba," you become a master of all the treasures. This love makes you forget the consciousness of your body in a second and makes you soul conscious. Nothing other than the Father attracts you souls. This day has great importance. It is not just the day of remembrance, but it is the day of power, because on this day the Father himself became the one who gets things done, Karavanhar, and gave the children the tilak of being the doers, Karanhar, for world service. The Son who shows Father was made an instrument to carry out the task. He himself became Karavanhar and made the children Karanhar for there to be success in service. The means of success in service is to have this awareness. I am Karanhar and Karavanhar is making me do everything. This awareness is essential because you had the awareness of I, which brought you into body consciousness for 63 births. Karavanhar is making me do everything. I am Karanhar, an instrument. With this awareness of considering yourself to be an instrument, your body consciousness finishes. This is why he made you children, Karanhar, and he himself became Karavanhar. When you are Karanhar, you automatically become an instrument and humble. Even now, because Bapdada made the children instruments for service, the Father saw that the fruit of service in the form of success is sparkling on the foreheads of the servers, the stars. Bapdada is pleased to see the service of the majority of the children. And this is why Father Brahma is especially congratulating such children and saying, "Wah, children, wah." Father Brahma was especially happy and congratulating them for becoming instruments for service and moving service forward. Father Brahma is even now signaling you children to adopt the angelic stage and become like him. Bapdada saw that you children are paying attention. Father Brahma was constantly liberated in life. although he still had such a big responsibility to look after such a big family, to make everyone have a yogi life, to look after the responsibility of so much service, to enable everyone to move constantly forward in service. While having all of these responsibilities, he still experienced the pleasure of liberation in life. This is why on the path of devotion, Brahma has been shown on a lotus seat. He became liberated in life and experienced the pleasure of liberation in life at this time, and he made all of you children the same too. Even now he is showing you children various ways to make you angelic, because he wants you to become the same as himself. But Dada saw that each child has a good aim. What do you say when anyone asks you what your aim is? Do you remember what you say? That you definitely will become equal to the Father. In what way will you become equal to the Father? In this life you will become a sample of a life of being liberated in life. But Dada saw that you do pay attention to the homework that you are given. You have those experiences, but you do not do it all the time. Regarding the work you have just been given, Baba received a report that some children made effort and paid attention every month. Some zones have reported a good result for 1 month. But Dada says, "Wah children, wah," to the zones who have sent their reports and congratulates them. What does Baba Dada want now? Although you stay all right sometimes, Baba Dada now wants every child to be like this all the time. You have become good yogis, but he now wishes to make you constant yogis. Baba Dada had given the children some work to create a method every hour to be able to change sometimes into all the time in order to be constant. According to the saying, those who conquer their minds conquer the world. Baba Dada now wants your mind to only have the thoughts that you ask it to have. Why? All of your physical senses do what you want, when you want, do they not? In the same way, let your mind also only do what you order it to do. You practice this, but sometimes you don't practice it. Baba Dada now wants you to take control of your mind by using the reins of the powers. To whom does the praise, those who have conquered their mind, have conquered the world, belong? It is the praise of you children. It is because you achieved this every cycle, there is this praise. You say that all your physical senses belong to you. In the same way, you also say that your mind belongs to you. To say that it is yours means you are its master. Whatever thought you wish your mind to have, and for however long you wish it to be there, your mind is bound to do that, because it is your mind. So, on this day of love, Baba Dada wishes to give you this homework. Only create the thought that you wish to have. If you wish to have pure thoughts, then if any waste thoughts arise, your pure thoughts should finish them. If you wish to have yoga, but due to your sanskars, waste thoughts arise instead, or if you are not successful in having yoga, you must develop this control. If you wish to have yoga for 1 hour, do not let your mind be disturbed. The soul is the master. The mind is not the master. The mind is the companion of the soul. So order your companion with love. become the conqueror of your mind. Baghdada receives news from many children that they have waste thoughts from time to time. You have waste thoughts even against your wish. Would you call this being its master? You have love for Father Brahma, do you not? So today the Father is telling you his heart's desire with a lot of love. Now you must definitely become a conqueror of your mind, for this makes you a conqueror of the world. Will you give Father Brahma this gift of love? When you have love, what would you give? A gift is given, isn't it? So today, Father Brahma is asking you children to give this gift. Are you ready? Are you ready? Raise your hands. If you are given the instruction not to allow any waste thoughts to come from today, would you be able to do it? Today, are you able to perform actions while in a stage of yoga and also have yoga for 2 or 4 hours? Can you do this? Will you do it? Okay, now let the past be the past. Now order your mind to put a full stop to all waste thoughts from today. You will have to do it, will you not? Today, keep this aim in yoga, and you will then have to make effort according to that throughout the day, will you not? Out of love for the Father, you will have to do what the Father says. The way to finish all waste thoughts is to remember Brahma Baba's love in your heart. Whether or not you saw him in the corporeal form, all of you have seen him with the power of your intellect, have you not? Have you seen him or not? Those of you who say that you have seen Baba's love and who have seen the sustenance of Father Brahma, are you moving forward according to that? If so, raise your hands. Acha. You have pleased Baba by raising your hands. Baghdada is pleased that at least you have had that courage. However, when you lose courage, always remember your relationships with the Father. How many relationships are there? Sometimes he is the Father, sometimes he even becomes the child. Sometimes he is the Father, and sometimes he even becomes your friend. Remember either the relationships or the attainments. Remember the attainments and the relationships, just as you are remembering those in your heart today, are you not? If you remember in this way, you will develop love. Even today, all of you are experiencing Father Brahma's love in your hearts, are you not? Whenever something is not right, then remember the relationships and attainments. The Father cooperates with every child. All you have to do is to remember him. Have you understood what you have to do today? Become an embodiment of this praise. Those who conquer the mind are conquerors of the world. Control your mind with your orders. Now, because you have left it a little free, it does its own work. Now, pay attention. Your mind has to work under your orders, not that you act under the orders of your mind. You want to contemplate on matters of this knowledge, but useless thoughts arise in your mind instead. So what happened? Is your mind the master, or are you the master? Have you all understood your homework? You have to conquer your mind. Whatever your order is, it has to obey that. It definitely has to obey that. All you have to do is to pay attention. Mothers and teachers, is this possible? Is it possible? Teachers, raise your hands. Teachers are raising their hands. If you think this is possible, then wave your hands. At least those sitting in the first row, wave your hands. Brothers, wave your hands. Wah. This means that you have given Father Brahma the gift of love. Congratulations for that. Congratulations. It is good. Love for Bap Dada gives you a lot of cooperation. When you say my Baba from your heart, when you say my Baba, then who is I? The father's long lost and now found child. How many times do all of you say Mera Baba, Mera Baba? How many times do you say Mera Baba? The father hears it and notes everything. You double foreigners are also listening, are you not? Bhaktada saw that double foreigners were present during the whole season. You have been present in Madhuban every meeting. Even now there are 350. You come in your own turn, and a few come in every turn, from somewhere or other. Now Bap Dada will continue to look at the results, and all of you should also continue to look at your results as detached observers. Simply remember that you have promised Bap Dada that you will become the masters. At the very least, Bap Dada can give all the children in each zone this task. In the next week or fortnight, you give Bap Dada the result. Not that you didn't have waste thoughts, but the subject that was given for your mind. Did you do that or not? Teachers, do you agree? Do you agree? Should the zone be given a task? Teachers, raise your hands. This is Maharashtra, is it not? Those from Maharashtra would be given some great work to do, would they not? Bap Dada has love for each zone and always has faith that this child will do exactly what the father has asked. Is it so, Maharashtra? Is it the case that the father asked you to do something and you did it? Those from Maharashtra, raise your hands. There are many. It is 3/4 of the class. Each zone follows the instructions of the father. Everyone is nodding. The father also has the faith that his children have faith in their intellects. Bap Dada wants you to use every day's elevated versions, Murli, as your homework. If you children do what the father asks you to do in each day's Murli, it means that you are acting as the father's long lost and now found children, the obedient children. What do you have to do? Read every day's Murli because Bap Dada has seen that the majority of children love the Murli. Even if someone doesn't love it, if a child says to Bap Dada, Baba, I love you a lot. What does the father love? He loves the Murli. He comes from so far away to speak the Murli. Would there be any other teacher who comes from so far away just to teach you? Since the father loves the Murli, then those who say my Baba and who have love for the Murli, their first love also has to be for the father's Murli, as well as for the father. Look, Father Brahma did not miss a Murli for even one day. Even when he went to Bombay for one reason or another, he wrote the Murli, and Mateshwari would read that Murli. Even on the last day when his health wasn't that good, so he didn't conduct class in the morning, but he became avyakt after conducting evening class. What did Brahma Baba love? The Murli. Those who think that they love Baba should also love what the father loved, should they not? This is why the father thinks that you should read the Murli or study it in class. If this is not possible and you are not making an excuse, but there is a valid reason, then get someone to read it to you. Raise your hands if you feel that you will give that much importance to the Murli. Acha. Everything is visible from here. The father is also seeing all of you sitting at the back. Acha. Very good. Every now and then the father will take your paper as to who didn't hear the Murli today. The teacher should send that in writing. You like this, do you not? Acha. Today Father Brahma was meeting all the children with a lot of love and giving every child love through his eyes. Acha. Speaking to double foreign brothers and sisters. Those from abroad have good zeal and enthusiasm for doing service. Day by day this is more visible. Bhaktada is telling everyone, do a lot of service, because the time can change at any moment, and then, even if you want to do service, you will not be able to do it. Such a time will also come. This is why you must do what you want to do now, not later, but now. Bhaktada always says, do not leave it till tomorrow. Do not leave it for today, but do it now. Because time and the five elements come to the Father and ask, tell us how much longer this suffering will continue. They themselves are suffering, and so what can they do? They will cause sorrow for human souls too, will they not? This is why all of you who have come have to have the thought, just as Brahmin life is essential, in the same way, according to the present time, it is essential for each one to do service. Do it or get it done through others. The homework that Bhaktada has given, you definitely do have to become a conqueror of your mind, and therefore a conqueror of the world. It is your praise, and you simply have to repeat that. Acha. Baba has received messages from children everywhere, different letters filled with sweet feelings of love and remembrance, in different words, have come from everywhere. Bhaktada is responding to all of them. Each child is merged in the Father's heart with love, and this imperishable love of the Father and the children is eternal and imperishable. Throughout the whole of the confluence age, the Father and the children's meetings are fixed. Acha. Now regarding all the children who are personally present here, and those who are watching from afar, Bhaktada has heard that a lot of effort was made for the centres in every country to see and listen to Baba. It doesn't matter what time of the night it may be for some countries, they also watch Baba. These methods of science were invented for you and are benefiting you. Although destruction takes place through science, it is for your kingdom. To all of you lovely children everywhere, special love and remembrance. Please accept affection from the heart and lots of love from the heart of Father Brahma. Blessing. May you experience closeness by imbibing honesty and cleanliness and become an image of perfection. Of all the virtues, the main ones to imbibe are honesty and cleanliness. Let there be full cleanliness in your hearts with one another. Everything is clearly visible in something that is clean. In the same way, let your motives and your feelings for one another be clearly visible. Where there is honesty and cleanliness, there is closeness. Just as you are close to Bapdada, in the same way, let there be closeness to one another in your hearts. Finish any differences in your natures. For this, you have to harmonize the feelings of your minds and your natures. When there is no difference visible in your natures, you can then be said to be images of perfection. Slogan: to restore something that has been spoiled is the greatest service of all. Aviat signal: stay in the volcanic stage and experience powerful remembrance. In order to make your yoga as intense as a fire, continue to practice becoming the form of a point in a second and concentrate your mind and intellect. As soon as you say stop, let your mind and intellect be concentrated from all body consciousness. Use this type of controlling power throughout the day. Control your mind and intellect with this powerful break. Let your mind and intellect become focused on whatever you want in a second. Om Shanti. Special notice: the practice of yoga for the third Sunday of the month. Today is the third Sunday of the month, and all brothers and sisters collectively sit for yoga from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Give the unhappy and peaceless wandering souls pure rays of happiness and peace with your angelic form, and do the service of reminding them of the Father, the Supreme Soul, the bestower of support.